Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
A rockin' time in Rockland may have gone viral in the worst kind of way.
Young adults who got coronavirus at a party won't talk with contact tracers.
We are deadly serious.
I'm Sean Adams in Rockland County.
And as more states pull back from reopening, New Jersey is taking a chance today, opening casinos. And
today's reopening of Casino Pier brings visitors and dollars back to Seaside Heights.
They're very well prepared. We're excited.
I'm Marla Diamond at the Jersey Shore.
To all the politicians who feel pressured by the people into reopening now, we'll hear from a Columbia University top public health expert.
Slow down. Don't move on to any other additional phases. There's a price to be paid if we want to control the spread.
But Joe Connolly does have some examples of businesses that are adapting creatively.
The Yankees opened summer camp this weekend with one eye on October.
Certainly this season has changed. That goal doesn't change. We want to be champions.
This is Brad Heller.
Three words on Fifth Avenue. Going up today, Black Lives Matter. The president calls it hate speech. The governor says he supports it, but
you know what I support more? Do something. Make change. Make change.
It's Thursday, July 2nd. This is the WCBS Morning News Roundup. Good morning. I am Wayne Cabot, and we're now halfway and one day through the year, and we're not sad to see 2020 more than half over now. Let's go to Rockland County. A person who threw a party there, fully aware of being symptomatic with coronavirus, may have spread it to many others. But it's hard to say because those many others are not cooperating with the Rockland County Health investigators. In New City this morning, Sean Adams. Good morning, Sean. The party happened there. Let's see. That was 2 weeks ago yesterday, June 17th. Anything, Sean, the county can do to make these 20-somethings comply?
Yes, they can turn to the health code. Rockland County is taking legal action and seeking fines. Rockland County Executive Ed Day says they're deadly serious about this. He will not allow the health of the county to be compromised because of ignorance and stupidity.
If you get in the way of a health department investigation, I will take and we will take every step necessary to ensure that we respond appropriately. And we're talking a serious response.
2 weeks ago, a young adult with coronavirus symptoms hosted a large party in New City. Dozens of people in their 20s attended. Well, eight guests now have coronavirus. Health Commissioner Dr. Patricia Rupert wants to retrace their steps and then notify others who might have been exposed, but she's hitting a brick wall.
Many do not answer their cell phones and do not call back. Sometimes parents answer for their adult children and promise that they have been home consistently when they have not been.
She's seeking subpoenas and fines, $2,000 per day. Tough measures in order to contain coronavirus. Live in New City, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Well, the casinos are reopening today in Atlantic City, but if you want to go there and gamble your money, that's fine. Just don't expect to light a cigarette, don't expect to have a drink of those free watered-down drinks, and don't expect to eat anything. That is the new reality with socially distanced casinos. How about Casino Pier down the shore there in Seaside? Marla Diamond is there this morning with the reopening today. Marla.
And Wayne, Casino Pier will once again be filled with the screams of terrified tourists on twisting roller coasters, and Seaside Mayor Anthony Vaz couldn't be happier.
We have our rides now. We have our outside dining. We have our games of chance. We have our arcades. People will come. They've been claustrophobic since mid-March, and now it's an opportunity to get out.
But crowds of people close together will not be a thing this summer, he says. Casino Pier's Maria Salzman says the park will operate at half capacity and there will be social distancing.
We have markers on the boardwalk along with the water park as well, just to keep people 6 feet apart. So we're asking people not to move ahead in line until the next person moved off that spot.
Seats on rides will sit empty. They will be cleaned in between customers, and park ambassadors will give the unmasked a gentle reminder to cover their face. The forecast is sunny and hot for the shore, and businesses are hoping that brings the cooped up masses down to the beach. And we're live at the Jersey Shore. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
On Thursday morning news roundup. Good to have you along for the ride. I'm Wayne Cabot. Stock futures are indicating a higher opening this morning. Joe Connolly's here now with examples of businesses that are finding ways to adapt creatively. Joe.
Well, here's a good one, Wayne, of an example of necessity being the mother of invention. The Tribeca Film Festival is partnering with Walmarts around the country to run drive-in theaters in the parking lots of 160 Walmart stores this summer, courtesy of the Tribeca Film Festival. And Walmart says families will be able to order picnic baskets for online ordering and curbside pickup at the Walmart before they find a space in the parking lot to go and watch the movie. We've had a lot of stories of businesses in the New York area adapting creatively. Michael Bednark at the Brooklyn Navy Yard says, the way to do it is to ask, how can we leverage our assets and the talents of our employees into something brand new? But the key is to not think of the same customers you have now. Think of ways to deploy the assets and knowledge you have now for a new use for new and different customers. Thinking this way has led to a new slogan, the Tribeca Film Festival and Walmart. Perfect together, as somebody once said.
I think that was Tom Kane, as a matter of fact, way back in the 80s here in Great Jersey. Thank you, Joe Connolly. What's Facebook going to do? 500 companies now have officially kicked off an ad boycott of Facebook to pressure Facebook into taking a stronger stand against hate speech. CEO Mark Zuckerberg has agreed to meet with the organizers early next week. But yesterday, Facebook's Vice President of Global Affairs and Communications, Nick Clegg, tried to reassure business Facebook does not benefit from hate and says Facebook has every incentive to remove hate speech from its service. He acknowledged that many of our critics are angry about inflammatory rhetoric President Trump has posted on our platform and others and want us to be more aggressive in removing hate speech. But he offered few concessions, instead repeating Mark Zuckerberg's frequent talking point that the only way to hold the powerful to account, ultimately, is through the ballot box. Times Square lit up last night like New Year's Eve, minus the people. The unannounced fireworks shot right out of one Times Square, with the globe atop the pole lit up in red, white, and blue, flashing the year 2020, which, as we say, is as of today more than half over. Can't say we're sorry about that. The nightly Macy's fireworks will continue until Saturday, 4th of July, the main event, the usual fireworks show.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Now on the Morning News Roundup, the weather day ahead. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen is here.
Looks like a sunny, very warm, if not hot, afternoon, and humid too. Highs up between 85 and 90, and as for thunderstorms, there may be a handful around later this afternoon. I don't think we'll have the kind of outbreaks that we've been seeing the last several days. Warm and muggy tonight with lows only in the upper 70s. May take all morning, until morning to get down below the 80-degree mark in the city. Near 70 in the suburbs. Friday, sunny much of the day. Another very warm, humid 85 to 90. Now, late tomorrow and tomorrow night, a couple thunderstorms will be around. The fourth has clouds, some sun, a spotty shower is possible. It's a humid day, but not as hot because of the clouds, and a high up near 80 degrees. Mostly sunny weather for Sunday. Right now, 69 degrees, humidity 86%, a light west-northwest breeze. Today's high up near 90.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Maybe we should dial back these reopenings, says Dr. Erwin Redlener, Columbia University, director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness. He says public health officials are moving too fast. He told our Peter Haskell that masks are a must, end of story. The recovery can only happen if we stop jumping into phases too early.
Could we have another situation that involved a huge rush on the hospitals again? It's possible, and it could be a younger age group.
In the meantime, businesses are bleeding red ink. Dining indoors was supposed to start in New Jersey, but Governor Murphy pulled the plug. Mary Lou Halverson heads the state restaurant trade group.
You know, these small little restaurants that aren't doing anything wrong are dependent on this weekend, and they've already prepared for it.
She fears one in four restaurants will go out of business for good. Peter Henskel, WCBS News Radio 880.
You can hear more about this in full listening to our 880 in-depth podcast, wherever you get your podcast. As for where we stand at this moment with the virus.
CBS News Update. States hit rewind on reopening as the U.S. reports the single highest day of new coronavirus cases since the pandemic began, more than 50,000. Vice President Pence traveled to hard-hit Arizona, where he urged young people to wear masks.
More than 50% of all of those who are testing positive in Maricopa County are under the age of 35.
Pennsylvania has joined the growing list of states mandating face masks in public.
When we say we wear masks, that's one way we're going to reduce the risk of infecting other people.
Governor Cuomo crediting New York's success to diagnostics.
The key to what we are doing is the testing. People talk about that from day one. Nobody really did it to the level we're doing it, but we just finished 4 million tests.
California has reimposed shutdowns, closing bars and beaches for the 4th of July. CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
It's a morning news roundup. It's Thursday, the 2nd of July. And soon, the New York Yankees will be putting on their pinstripes. We'll be working on it this weekend. Brad Heller's here with the update. Brad.
Good morning, Wayne. You know, the Yankees were the favorites to get to the World Series in a 162-game season, and that hasn't changed in the sports books for a 60-game season, although it won't just be about baseball for manager Aaron Boone.
Look, I know it's going to be challenging. You know, there's going to be things on a daily basis that make playing a little more challenging than obviously it otherwise would. I'm really not necessarily in the business of trying to predict, like, are we going to be able to. Our job is to get ready, and that's how I look at it.
And the Yankees' first workout, they will start getting ready Saturday in the Bronx. Tomorrow, the Mets' first workout at Citi Field. Hitting coach Chili Davis won't be there, though. The Post says he'll work remotely to start from his home in Arizona just as a precaution. Manager Luis Rojas will talk to the media this afternoon, and you can hear GM Brody Van Wagenen tonight right here on WCBS with Howie Rose and Wayne Randazzo, one of their guests, for our first Mets summer camp preview, 7 to 8 p.m. tonight. Howie and Wayne will do it every Thursday leading up to opening day, which is 3 weeks from today. Brad Heller, WCBS News Radio 880.
Going to be good to hear baseball back on the radio. Thank you, Brad. It's Morning News Roundup. Good to have you with us. I'm Wayne Cabot. Here are three things to know as we head into a brand new day, a Thursday morning. Governor Lamont says Connecticut is facing two evil and highly contagious viruses right now, COVID-19 and racism.
We need to stand up each and every day for justice and decency and respect. Believe me, we're going to do what we can as government officials to make sure you know that we hear your voice. But we can't get anything done unless we change the heart. We can't get anything done unless we stand up for justice, stand up for decency, and stand up for Black Lives Matter.
Steve Scott will be talking to Governor Ned Lamont live at 7:30 this morning here on WCBS. The governor went on to challenge President Trump to stand up to and call out racism, saying that the president's more likely to defend the Confederate statues than the Statue of Liberty. The yellow paint is expected to come out this morning on Fifth Avenue for a massive Black Lives Matter mural, taking up a full city block right in front of Trump Tower between 56th and 57th. President Trump says it's hate speech. Here's what he said last week about Black Lives Matter. Audio from New York One.
It means a lot to me, and the civil rights means a lot to me, and nobody's done more for African Americans. Excuse me, sir. Nobody has done more for African Americans than I have.
Mayor de Blasio says the fact President Trump sees it as denouncing his street is the definition of racism. Work's also underway on a Black Lives Matter mural in Harlem going up now on Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. Third thing, Los Angeles, like New York, has voted to cut its police budget. but by $150 million. Consider that in May, just before the protests erupted across L.A., the mayor, Eric Garcetti, approved giving LAPD officers bonuses of $41 million and was going to increase the department's budget by more than 7%. Governor Cuomo has some questions about the $1 billion being cut from the NYPD.
We took money from them. Well, what does that do? The problem is bigger than that. The problem is worse than that. There is no respect and trust between the community and the police.
Governor Cuomo says police need to sit down at the table with the community activists, the city council, all the politicians, and start with a blank piece of paper. Mayor de Blasio says the police reforms in New York must be done in a way that reallocates money to programs for young people. But
they want to see the NYPD improve in some ways, but Lord knows they want to know when they call for a police officer to help them that that officer will be there.
The mayor says the moving of police money will result in the creation of jobs, 115,000 jobs, mostly for young people. He said, we want our young people to have a positive and productive summer. And along those lines, here's a return to something normal that we're glad to see. We hear from Nielsen now about the radio listening. As more people get back in their car and more people get back to business as usual, radio is really back. The overall QM audience and reach is up to 95% of the March pre-pandemic shutdown. And the percentage of people working outside the home is now 25% in June compared to 16% in April. Those commuters have much more likely to be sitting around with a radio on, that's for sure. A lot of them are very heavy radio users, so to you we say we missed you. Welcome back home. That's the Morning News Roundup for WCBS Thursday, July 2nd. I'm Wayne Cabot. Thanks for listening.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day on air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.